The Holy Spirit is so thick, so powerful, so strong. I can hardly stand up here. And God is releasing it to each one of you. Each one of you is a whirlwind. Is a whirlwind. And right now, he wants to baptize in the Holy Spirit everyone who wants it. Everyone who wants it. If you came here and you want it, stand up. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, take it. Take it. Take it. Power of God, come. Holy Spirit, thank you for baptizing each one with your power, with your dunamis, with your joy, with your spirit, with your honey sweet presence. Lord, that each one, we would give them every gift, every grace, not only just the gift of speaking in tongues, not only the gift of prophecy, but the gift, oh Lord, of yourself, your Holy Spirit. Lord, let it rain. Baptize each one right now who wants it. Take it in Jesus' name. Power of God, thank you. Thank you for coming, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Feel the sweetness and the nearness. Feel the sweetness and the nearness of his love. Whoosh. More. Increase. More. Increase. Of the increase of your kingdom and of your power, there shall be no end. There shall be no end. Endless, endless, endless downpouring, through pouring, in pouring of your glory, Lord. You are receiving. You are receiving. You are receiving all that you came for, all that you want. He wants to give more than you want it. In the gift of himself is every other gift you have been asking him for. Gifts of health and favor and supply and resource and provisioning and blessing and guidance and direction. Oh, and the empowerment of his love. In the gift of his spirit is all of it. Receive, 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 receive.
Oh, cool.
Fresh baptism of your love. Fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Come here, Tina. Come on. Come on. Once baptized afresh, stretch out your hand to Tina. Take it, Tina. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Oh, we need a catcher. Okay. Take it. 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 We bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every prayer request answered by his faithfulness in the house. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Those of you who have never spoken in tongues, exercise your gift. You have it now. Exercise it as often as possible. Hallelujah. Blessed. Blessed are you, Lord, who answers our prayers so abundantly, so faithfully. Such fruitfulness you give us, Lord, in your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are yours. Each and every one here, Lord, we bless in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Each and every one filled with your power, filled with your love, filled with your glory, filled with your goodness. Lord, you are extremely good to us. It is impossible to exaggerate your goodness and your glory. Oh, kind God. Oh, precious God. You fill us to overflowing. Hallelujah. Hook, line, and sinker. Thank you, Lord. Lock, stock, and barrel. We are yours. Shoo. Shoo.
Shoo. Shoo. And Tina, what I saw right now immediately was I saw the Lord covering you like Boaz did with Ruth. And it was so prophetic, whoever came and draped this over you, for the Lord is yielding his sword right into your spirit. And I feel the Lord is saying that he is stabilizing you in his word and that everything will be covered. Everything will be taken care of because a divine visitation is about to enter into your home. Whoa, and I see the fire of glory raising up from the floor all the way up to the ceiling and igniting a passion and a fire that has been you've been seeking for, you've been asking for, and there's a visitation that is going to come to your house in the name of Jesus. And what I saw before you was this eagle man that I only saw one other time when I went up into the heavens, and he was yielding his sword back and forth. So I ignite right now in the name of Jesus, prophetic dreams and visions and heavenly visitations right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so in Jesus' name.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. If any of you wants that word, you take it for yourself too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's still raining on all over you. Raining all over you. And I realize it's permanent. You have permanent open heavens and the Lord showering down his presence and his love in your life, over you, completely, completely, completely filling you, completely, completely, completely filling you. Most blessed, most blessed, most blessed. Oh. Oh. Mm. In this powerful moving of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we just remember our Burning Man team, our Blazing Fire Burning Man outreach team. Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey! And Lord, we send them the rain. We send the rain to the Black Rock Desert. We send the rain. Shower down your love. Shower down your blessing on the outreach team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You got prayer requests in your heart, just throw them up there. Here you go. Just thank you, Lord. Shower down your blessings on Gene Nelson, Lord, and in the hospital in Louisiana. Thank you, Lord. Healing, 100%. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and this very special anointed time is a wonderful time to acknowledge that tomorrow is the birthday of the mother of this house. Beloved Suzanne Locker, would you please come and stand with us? Yay, Suzanne! Oh, this is a prophetic gift as from the congregation. Oh, prophetic blessings from the congregation. Prophetic blessings. Oh, look at the gorgeous, amazing, beautiful cake. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We just always honor you so much, Suzanne. It's her birthday weekend, and technically tomorrow is Suzanne's birthday. And the gift of who you are, Suzanne, to this house is so massive. And we just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We say thank you, Jesus, for Suzanne. Would you stretch out your arms in blessing to Suzanne now? As we stand, oh, and we rise up and call you blessed, Suzanne, your daughters and your sons in the Lord from blazing fire. And all of us bless you and thank Jesus for you. And here we stand, as you stand in between us, it's a prophetic representation of what God is doing at Blazing Fire Church, that there is a multi-generational blessing. And here we stand as mothers in Christ, and I stand as a grandmother generation. Oh, and I bless and release the blessing down the generations. This is what's happening here at Blazing Fire. The generational blessing is upon you.
Yay. Woo. Whoa. And I just stand as the daughter generation, the sons and the daughters, whoa, that are just upcoming. And I just praise and honor and thank you. And I just send just the blessings of our generation over you. And we anoint you like a crown. And we say thank you. We just praise you, and we thank you as we merge together the generations over your life, and we give you a double portion of God's love, of God's blessing, of great favor. And we rise up and honor you, and we call you blessed, and we thank you in Jesus' name.
You might need help because it's really thick up here. Happy birthday, Suzanne. Wow. Yeah, me too.
All right, here we go. Wow, I just feel so cool. Yeah. Yeah. you. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, I just am so excited. Just, I want to share just what God has been showing me just about Blazing Fire, about the season we're in. You know, Karina just prophesied my whole entire message, but it's so awesome because I get to come alongside and just, wow, just do cool things. So, wow. Oh. Whoa. Wow, and I feel like God just sent me here is to bring an awareness of just the spiritual realm and what's been going on around us, because I feel like the Lord is positioning us for a divine visitation. And I just saw during worship just an eagle that was hovering, ready to land. And I saw in his, like, whatever these are called, his feet are, yeah, talons, were three eggs. And I just felt like the Lord was hovering, and I felt the Lord say, tell them I've arrived. Whoa. And the Lord's always been here, but I just am sensing just the desire of God to be aware, to be aware of him being with us. And I just want to share with this season, because for the past like 3 or 4 years around this season for my life, I noticed that I'm always drawn to the Jewish culture. Oh, and only around this time. I mean, well, it's awesome. I do. But it's just like this time, there's just something that stirs up inside me. I want to make honey cake bread. And you know what I mean? I want to do all these like Jewish stuff. And finally, I asked God and I said, Lord, you know, I noticed this now. Like, what is taking place? And we've just entered into the 40 days of awe. But I got to take you backwards a minute, but I'm going to keep going. And we entered into the 40 days of awe. And to the Jew, what that means is this is 40 days of preparation before Yom Kippur. And it's repentance and forgiveness. And it's just bringing yourself back to God and, you know, writing letters of forgiveness and wishing them that, because they believe that the book of the Lord is open during this time. And during this time, it's like God is deciding your destiny. God is planning what he's going to do with you the next year. So the Jewish people, they repent and they send letters of forgiveness to get their hearts ready for what the Lord is going to do. Well, I remember the year that I did that, you know, I was drawn to the Jewish culture, and the Lord took me into a visitation on Yom Kippur. And that is why this season is just so special for me. And it's just like, I just sense like the prophetic antennas that go up. And it's like, wow, there's something stirring. There's something happening. And the Lord, and so I came to the Lord and I said, God, what does this mean? What does it mean for me? Why am I drawn to this season? What does it mean? And the Lord said, Leona, for you, this season will always be one of Song of Solomon. Woo. And that is what the Lord is showing me. It's a calling back to your first love. It's a calling back to be close to the Lord again. And I just sense, just during those times, what the Lord did was, it was on Yom Kippur, and I remember I was at my church, and I stood up, I gave a prophetic word, and the Lord knocked me down in the spirit. And from that time on, it's like the supernatural began to open up to me like never before. And first, I was drawn into just this intimate love affair with God. And I just really am sensing that I want to address, because we're hungry. We're so hungry for the supernatural. We're so hungry to see and the visitations. But I feel like the Lord is calling us in this season of divine love. And we're in a preparation and a transition, because I feel that there's going to be a divine visitation coming this fall. Wow. And I have to share what unlocked here at Blazing Fire, because I felt the Lord told me to. And it began a few weeks ago, like in June. I'm not sure when exactly, but it was the day that Kelly was over here interceding. And I remember that the message was that, you know, that there were coming great signs and wonders, and the Lord, I saw the angel with the sash of bewilderment. And I just have to impart this, because I imparted it at Sausalito, but it began here at Blazing Fire. And so what the Lord showed me was after that day that there was a visitation that I went into, and I ended up seeing the world wrapped in this love like I've never seen it before. I was just driving down, and I got caught up into the spirit. Marcus was driving, and it was just like, woohoo. And the Lord opened my eyes, and I just felt so consumed with this love that is being released over the earth. And God told me that the next awakening was going to be an awakening of love. And shortly after that, I went into a dream. I went to bed, I went into the dream, and the Lord showed me two angels that actually came to me to reveal what this was. What did it mean? What is this awakening of love? And it imparted into my spirit, but one of the things God wants me to tell you is that there is an unlocking of the secret things of God that have been hidden and locked away for centuries that the Lord is breaking open now. And the Lord showed me the scripture in Daniel 12:4, where it says, seal up the words of this book and do not open them until a time. Well, it has a time. God showed me it has a time. It was not Daniel's time, but it's having a time, and God is releasing the angelic right now to breathe on dreams and visions. And I just feel like that as we're entering into this season of awe, that we're coming into this revelation of who God is in the spirit of awe, in the spirit of holiness, and in the spirit of his love. And it's like I can hear the cries of hunger. I can hear the cries, and I feel like the Lord wants to release encouragement over you and break off discouragement.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is saying that you have arrived, that you are as beautiful and pure as the day you were born.
Absolutely.
There is nothing that you can ever do that will get you a visitation. There is nothing you can ever do in your own self. And God wants you to know that cease from your work, cease and rest, because God says, I'm coming. And I have a scripture that I want to read. Well, yeah, I'm going to read it. And I was just, yes, please. And I was just reading over the week, and I just was drawn into Song of Solomon again, you know, and I was like, I was so engulfed by the love of God, you know, and I just felt like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, in his presence, this is all I ever will need. It's really the presence of God that all things just come into alignment with him.
Hallelujah.
All we need to do is behold his face. And in his face is the love, the healing, the acceptance that transforms our soul. And when I was in the visitation about 3 years ago, the Lord visited me in an outpouring from October the 2nd till about the middle of February, where the presence of God engulfed my home, my life. I would go into the prayer closet, shut the door, and be in there for hours by God's anointing. And I just remember that the Lord just spoke and just would speak to me, and I feel like that is where I got the most radical healing in my entire life. Was from him, straight from the source. And it was in that place that the Lord would speak to me regarding the bride and my identity and who I am in him, and just how his love is so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming. And I'm praying a release right now that you're going to begin to feel his love. That there's an atmosphere of rest, and the love of God is being released. Thank you. you, Holy God. And it's from that place of the Lord revealing his love to you first that it's like a matchlight ignites in your spirit. And it's like from that very place, it's like the hunger and the burning of the Lord comes from spirit and truth and holiness. That you never have to make it happen. That the Lord is saying, I've arrived. I'm here now. To release a holy visitation over your life. And I see the Lord opening up his books, planning your destiny, planning what he has for you. And to the Jew, they wish that your name would be written in the book of life. Well, we know that we've been written in the book of life and our name will never be blotted out. So it's from that place of radical, abandoned, holy love from the presence of God. It's his love that burns inside of you. And I just want to encourage and I want to release just the fullness of who you are, the fullness of your destiny. And I open up the book of Song of Solomon and it says, you're beautiful, my beloved. And it said, your body is a chalice, wine filled. Whoa. So that explains a lot. Whoa. Our bodies are a chalice, wine filled. And I feel like that's why there was the baptism of the Holy Spirit again. Just a fresh awakening, a global revival of love. That by his love, they'll know we're his disciples. And the holy passion that comes up comes from the very core of who he is. And there's a divine impartation taking place, a release of rest, and a release of receiving, because that's what it is. You just receive. So I'm prophesying that these 40 days is the transition period between now and Yom Kippur, that God is preparing our hearts and our spirits for a brand new visitation. That's what I believe. I'm expecting that. I can sense when God is going to visit me, and I'm getting ready. I mean, to all my Facebook people out there, I love you. I haven't been on Facebook because God has instructed me to be on his Facebook. God said, I want you to check in on my statuses. And that's what I'm declaring over you guys. That's what I'm doing. I'm declaring that you're going to check into God's statuses. You're going to social network with holy angels. Woo. God is about to post on your wall. Whoa. Yes, there's been a divine intervention. There's been a divine intervention and a cutting away of just what doesn't take us to God? And I am all for Facebook. I love it, man. Woo! Yeah, man. I can't wait to get back. But anyway, this has been beautiful. And I just feel that God is just preparing our hearts. And even now, I am just seeing just this fire burning. And it's like the flames are being taken up a notch. It's like, you know, the seven flames of flame are getting seven times hotter. Whoa! But it's the burning passion of love. Not necessarily the trials, but there's a burning passion of love that is being turned up seven times hotter, and there's a fourth man standing in the fire. Woo! Because that's when we see. That's when we see him. That's when we see him, because everything else gets burned and purified, and there's a call to holiness, and we see that he was always there anyways. That he was always there. So there's an unlocking of the secret mysteries of God, and I pray that each and every one of you, that God will give you a glimpse inside your book of destiny. That you will begin to see what the Lord is going to do with you this next year. Because we know that his plans are awesome. His plans are so amazing. I see a crowning of fire and holiness. And there's an impartation of the awe of God in this season. But we will be taken into encounters where we're in awe. Where we're in awe. And so it was from that place of just burning love and just saturated and visitations. I want to talk to you about how real that is and how real that is in my life. And I feel a hunger in God that he wants you to know that it's for you guys. I feel like he's bringing you into this place of love, because that's where it began with me, is just with the love of God and just how ravished he is. And just his passion that just got ignited like wildfire inside of me. It's his passion that burns inside of me. And just, I feel like the Lord wants to minister about the reality of the realms that are taking place, that there's beginning to come an awareness of just what's taking place around us and an opening of the eyes. Again, we don't have to strive. It's just a gift. And even in worship, I saw the Lord. I mean, did you feel the level of freedom we hit? To me, I just feel like with Blazing Fire in particular, we've been going up and up and up. And to me, we've always been going up, but this is overwhelming. This is overwhelming. It's like, whoa. And it began with the bewilderment angel for me, where I've just been noticing just the increase of just the anointing and the love and the worship. And we hit a level of worship in the spirit. And it's like, I just saw the Lord come and he was giving new anointings. I had wings. There was jewels being released, secret things being imparted. And I just decree a partnership with heaven right now. That we would begin to say, Lord, what are these things? Because I feel that as we question God and as we take things to the Lord, he breaks open more. Because he gives it to us, and it's like, what are you going to do with that? That's what I've noticed. Sometimes it could be like, oh, well, there's another angel. But then if it's like, wait, what is that for? Then he begins to reveal more in this intimate place that you are by God's side. And it's like, Jesus is right here. Jesus is here. And I just love the song that says, I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. And I felt like, Lord, you know what? That's how I want my preaching to be. Because he's like right here with us. That there's no need to talk about God. You know that he's right here. Wow, and I just am feeling the Lord just moving over you. And I feel like God is stirring up dreams and identity. I think I have a word of knowledge. It's been with me for about a week. I have a vision of possibly this lady who's been kind of discouraged, maybe financially, and I see you going to a bank. So if you went to a bank possibly within the last week, you pulled out money, I'm guessing $20. Right after that, you went to a Mexican restaurant. Okay. I know that that's random, but I just decided to take a chance. So if that's you, I feel like God has something for you. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Yeah. I really feel it strong. Was that you? Oh, can you come here? What's your name?
Esther.
Esther. Whoa. Shh. And the Lord says, "Fear not, my love. For I have watched you in the night. I have watched over you while you slept. I was by your side. I cover you like an eagle of grace, and my anointing is with you." The Lord says that you will rise up in power and anointing, and I will release strategies. Strategies of income, strategies of business, strategies of release. I feel like the Lord says that this season is coming to a rapid ending. That the Lord is lifting you up into the third heavens, and you're going to begin to see in dreams and in realms of the Spirit, the supernatural realms of God and the provisions of His Spirit. There's a dream that I had that the Lord's telling me to decree. I had a dream where in that dream, the visitation of God came into my house like a tornado and a whirlwind, just that was prophesied today during worship. And the face of God was so strong that I buried my head. And the Lord said that there will always be enough in my house. And I saw the Lord right now imparting that same vision inside of you, that you are going to be a carrier of the faith of God for miracles, strategy, believing, that there will no longer be any lies that would speak other than the voice of God. And the eyes of your spirit will be opened. And to be encouraged, for the Lord is drawing you now into the secret places of God, into the heart. And he's going to reveal that love to you. And the Lord said, "How would I know your steps of going to the bank, getting your food, unless I am with you?" And the Lord says, "I have called that out for you. I know every step you take. I know every hair on your head. And I will bring you into the fullness of your freedom, of your deliverance, and in your blessing," says God. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So I want to pray real quick. You know, just to release what I felt like God was doing. I want to just pray over you guys. And I want to release just the awareness of God's presence, the transition, where we're going as a church, and as where we're going as individuals. All rivers flow to God. And as we're being led forth into the secret places, into visitations, God is moving us corporately as a whole. In this big old mobile that is going to just release extravagant things across this region, across this nation. So Lord, I just release right now, I release your favor, I release your blessing. God, I release your insight, I release your vision. And Father, I just pray right now for a supernatural breakthrough over the lives of these people. God, I just release a supernatural breakthrough over them. And Father, I declare an awakening of love. I declare an awakening of the presence of Jesus. That Lord, even when you visit me, I would wake up in your presence. Lord, let it be so again. Let it be so again. Shandalahuata. Shundala handulusin ala rositanama kavarushe. There's a release right now that's taking place. Shandalurosindala mutna isa. We break doubt. We break off insecurity. We break off fear. And we break off unworthiness, for the Lord calls you worthy. The Lord says, you are perfect. You are pure. I draw you unto myself. My blood covers you, and my desire is for you. No longer are you unworthy. I have accomplished it all. It is finished. There is no longer anything that you have to do to get to me. It is open. It is open. God is saying, I have arrived. It is open. Come to me for healing, God says. Come to me for breakthrough. Come to me now, God says. Look into my eyes, look into my face. Be transformed by the power of my glory and by the power of my love for you. Come up here has always been his invitation. Silencing, I silence right now all voices outside of God. There's no discouragement here. You are kings and queens of the anointed God. It is finished. Everything you could name, anything that has a name is finished. And that's going as far back as you can think. As far back as you think, it's finished. It is finished. You are a pure and holy bloodline. A pure and holy heir. Co-heir with Jesus. That it is finished. The finished work. And right now I am seeing the lies breaking off. It's breaking off because the knowledge of God is being imparted into you at the sound of my voice. That the Spirit of truth is coming and redefining. And you're seeing yourself as the powerful queen and the powerful king, filled with authority and power and strength. And there's a rising up because there is a revival that's taking place, a revival of love, and the power of God is merging with that. And I just see you guys being transformed right now as I'm looking out. Wow. Wow, you guys are pretty cool too, man. Whoa. Let it come. Yes, Lord, let it come. Shandrukusatana Rakim. Wow. I just see the favor of God right around all over you guys. So the Lord wants you to know, in closing for me, is the preparation that is taking place right now inside of you, in this season, it's a turning back to God. It's a coming back to the Lord, meaning your eyes are on Him now. Your eyes are coming into alignment with His eyes. And from that place, the Lord will visit you in every place that you need Him. In Jesus' name.
I don't stop. Oh, yes, the divine alignment. God is speaking to me about that too. How many of you have been seeing 11:11? 11:11. The divine alignment. The divine alignment. There are two straight parallel lines in alignment. Ha! It signifies also the unity of God. That the two in God's economy are one. You and Christ united. 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 Oh, divine alignment, divine connections. It's what we're seeing in the revivals that are springing up because people like you are so hungry for God's presence, so hungry for more of Him that you are relentless in believing that He has indeed accomplished what He said He would do. And that He has done it in and for and through you. Wow, it is the truth. Oh, and you are so good at not listening to the other voices, but believing Him who has spoken to you. Oh, in these revivals, thank you, in these revivals, there's a newborn baby one. In Petaluma. There's a revival in Santa Cruz. There's a revival in Fresno. California has got a revival here. California has one in Redding. They're springing up all over the place. California is hungry. And for those of you listening via podcast, we release it to you wherever you are. We bless you in Jesus' name. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. And the Lord spoke to me and said, there will be some here that are new to Blazing Fire, that are just here, maybe for the first or the second time. And many, many who come here. Have come out of a place of cynicism. I refuse to believe in a God who is not good. But the good news is, the glad, happy tidings is, the joyful good news is, God is better than you or I have any idea about. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Oh, Lord, you're so good. Oh, so good. And He answers your prayers, and He hears the desires of your heart. Every time that you pray, He is delighted because He wants to bring you the joy of answered prayer. Bring you the joy. Wow. And so I have fresh testimonies of the joy of the Lord in answered prayer. Many of you have been praying for Roland Baker. Many of you have been agreeing with Heidi for Roland's healing. And as a matter of fact, our very own precious Sue Wiles was called upon by Georgian and Winnie to create with her son a model airplane as a prophetic act. For when Roland was ill, he was no longer able to fly. One of his chief joys was being able to fly in Africa and worship the Lord literally in the heavens. And as a prophetic act, privately, this treasure, soaked in prayer and soaked in blessing, was presented to him. And he took it to Mozambique. And publicly, a plane was presented to him as well a year ago. Wow. And that was given to the children. But he kept the one that was a prophetic act that our own sister blessed him with. And the wonderful news is He got his pilot's license back. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And our sister Helen was praying, and so many of you were just communicating with him and letting him know that you're praying, letting Heidi know. And interestingly, it's her birthday today, so we bless Heidi right now in Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Bless her, bless her, bless her. And Sue even now said, psst, I made a cup with more airplanes on it, and more airplanes, and more airplanes, and more airplanes, just to signify this manifold blessing of God, so multiplied. So may the Lord continue to multiply over you all the blessings of his precious promises, every promise in his word, the fulfillment of all these things. Wow, for now is the time, beloved sisters and brothers, of universal restoration in Christ. Let's look at the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Acts chapter 3. Ah. Hallelujah. The sermon preached after Peter and John went to the temple and healed the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Who's the beautiful one? Who is the gate of paradise? His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We want to look at starting at verse 18. Thus has God fulfilled what he foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ, the Messiah, should undergo ill treatment and be afflicted and suffer. And his sufferings, my beloved brothers and sisters, Christ's sufferings are all your joy because of the divine exchange that happened on the cross. He said, let me take that hell for you and from you. Let me take it and absorb it into myself so that you can have all the heaven as your inheritance. And my suffering will be all your joy. Thank you, Lord. How many of how many of you have read From Prison to Praise and heard that story? Oh, not very many of you. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. In this wonderful classic Christian classic book, God is speaking to the writer, Merlin Carruthers, and asks him, are you glad that my son went to the cross for you? And he said, yes, Lord. And it got really quiet. And the Lord said, are you glad that he suffered for you? And Merlin Carruthers said, yes, Lord. And the Lord said, are you really, 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 really glad that Christ suffered and died for your happiness? For you. Are you glad? And Merlin Carruthers thought, what am I going to say? Yes? And God answered, yes, 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 yes. Just as it was spoken tonight, you are the joy that was set before him. You are the joy set before him. You are his great joy. And God wants you to rejoice. He wants you to rejoice. Back to our scriptures. Excuse me, I get carried away. So the scripture says, verse 19, Acts chapter 3. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, as our sister preached, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, literally annulled, literally, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, times of refreshing, such as we are in, may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send to you Christ the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus. Here we go. Verse 21. Jesus, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for the complete restoration of all that God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man. The time of restitution, of restoration of all things is upon us. And you are a key part of that. You are the one who is called to occupy until he comes. You are the one who can say, Lord, I want my knife back. Or I want my whatever it is back. How many of you in this room have experienced miracles by saying, Lord, I want this back? And it has actually appeared Number of hands are up here. It's a time of miraculous restoration. It's a time when God is not allowing any fragments to be not collected, to be gathered up. He's not allowing things to be lost or people to be lost. Hallelujah. Yeah, here's where you and I come in. In this universal time of restoration of all things. Wow. Wow. We can expect the goodness of God to be revealed in such amazing, amazing ways in our lives. Expect to be led by his Spirit in phenomenal ways. There are two scriptures I want to share with you that are burning in my heart. The first one. Okay. Yeah, the first one, I haven't even finished unpacking yet, but everywhere I go, I'm reading it and saying, God is saying this now. Revelate on this. 2 Peter chapter 1, 1, 2, 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. I once again read from the Amplified. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle, a special messenger of Jesus Christ, to those who have received and obtained an equal privilege of, like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that includes you. He's writing to you. May grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflict. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. For his divine power has, past tense, bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited, all things needful, everything you need, for life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence. Do you see there's an interesting progression here too, that the favor of God, wow, is multiplied to you as you increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as you increase. Look, verse 2. In the knowledge of God, Jesus our Lord, favor and grace increase in your life. There's so much there. So I give you Holy Ghost homework to enjoy as you unpack this, because this is a now word for in this season of restitution and restoration where we are. And the second scripture. Second scripture tells you what happened when you received Holy Communion tonight. Oh, the scripture is found in the Old Testament in Psalm 40, verses 6 through 8, and in the New Testament in Hebrews 10. Verses 5 through 10 and verse 14. So, okay. Let's look at the Old Testament. This is the same scripture in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. God doesn't want you to miss this, does he? He wants you to get a hold of this. Psalm 40. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord, your everlasting word. Thank you that we're established in your word. Psalm 40, verses 6 to 8. A psalm of David. The Lord says, sacrifice and offering you do not desire, nor have you delight in them. That's basically what our sister preached today. You have given me the capacity to hear and obey your law, a more valuable service than burnt offerings and sin offerings, which you do not require. Then said I, behold, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Yes, your law is within my heart. You have prepared, it says in many translations, you have prepared a body. You have prepared a body. The body is prepared. And therefore, beloved, all is prepared for his beloved, which is you. The body is prepared. And therefore, all else likewise has been prepared for you, for you, for you, for you. Let's look at it in the New Testament. I will be reading to you from an actual, real, genuine treasure. This is the Arthur S. Way translation, particularly vibrant in the book of Hebrews. Wow, we're even going to start at Hebrews 9:24. Just feast on this. Oh, for it is into no holy place made with human hands, a mere copy of the true holy place, that Messiah Jesus Christ has entered. No, but into heaven itself, now to appear on our behalf before the face of God. And as to his sacrifice, he is not required again and again to offer up himself. The parallel does not here hold between him and the high priest who enters into the holy place once a year with the blood of a vicarious victim. If it did, Jesus would have to suffer over and over again for each generation since the foundation of the world when human sin originated. No! But now, at the consummation of the ages, at the consummation of the ages, has he once for all manifested has the atonement that annuls, cancels, annuls man's sin through the sacrifice of himself. So, do you make yourself holy, more holy by sacrifices? It's his sacrifice. It's his sacrifice that is sufficient and complete and entire. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. And now, I'm looking at verse, chapter 10 here in Arthur S. Way. This is so delicious. I'm going to start with verse 1, even though we're really going to look at 5 through 10. I referred to the law as a representation of the blessed reality to come. But in point of fact, it's only a shadow of it, and by no means an exact representation. The priests appointed under it can never, by means of the sacrifices they offer, the same sacrifices repeated year after year after year, perfectly cleanse forever those who approach their altars. Were it otherwise, why would they be offering it? Certainly, by reason of the fact that worshipers, when once for all purified, would no longer have had any guilty consciousness of their sins, it would have ceased to have been offered. So far from this being the case, we find that in those sacrifices is involved a yearly calling to remembrance of sins. Does God want you in the new covenant to be focused on your sins? No, he wants you to be focused on him. How many people do you know who talk to the devil more than they talk to God? I bind the devil, oh devil, I come. No, he wants you to be focused on him, even as we were talking about. Hallelujah. So, it's because of these have been superseded by the sacrifice of Christ's own body that Messiah, when on the point of entering into the world, is found saying, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body has been made ready for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices and victims slain for sin, you did take no pleasure. And then I said, behold, I am come. As our sister preached, Christ has arrived. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In the roll of thy record, it has been written down concerning me. I have come, O God, to do your will. After saying at the outset, sacrifices and burnt offerings and victims slain for sin, you did not desire nor take pleasure in them, the very things which according to the Mosaic law are regularly offered, then he has gone on to say, behold, I have come to do your will. Hallelujah. He abolishes the former as a means of expiating sin, and he institutes the latter. Oh, and in this accomplishment of God's will, by the means of the offering of the body of Jesus Christ the Messiah, once for all, have we been consecrated to God? Yes. Yes, consecrated to God. So therefore, a body has been prepared for Christ. Who is the body of Christ? We are. We have been prepared. You have been prepared, beloved, prepared as a bride for her husband, adorned with the beauty of the Lord, covered with his wedding garment. You have been prepared by God, by what he has done. And you, like a bride, has had to do nothing but say, yes, I do. Yes, Lord, yes. Oh, so, he breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, and his blood avails for me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. Hallelujah. Oh, Charles Wesley's song, written in the fires of revival, in the first great awakening. Hallelujah. It's ours. Why? Because of the anointing that has come upon us in the fulfillment of the ages has come upon us. And as our sister prophesies, the anointing of the ages has come upon us. And we carry the anointing from every previous revival. We carry it. It is our inheritance. Whoa, Leona, release it. Come on.
Whoa. Yeah, I totally forgot. Woo! Yeah. So wow. So what the Lord showed me was actually in that and in, back into that angelic visitation when they came to talk to me. What they did, what they showed me was they will show me a book, and I feel like that there's books opening up just across the body. But in that they were showing, what was it? Come on, help me. Oh God, I'm getting so blitzed right now. Jesus. Yes. Okay, the condensing of the anointings of the past. Okay, so the Lord showed me, I went to this cottage. That's what it was. It wasn't that place. I went into this cottage, and the Lord showed me the anointings of the centuries. And what he did was he condensed all of the anointings from the days of the apostles all the way up until now, and he imparted it into my spirit. So that is what I forgot to say, was that there's this release of the centuries, the anointing of the centuries that God is doing, where we're having the fullness of the Spirit. It's like this triangular manifestation of God's holy power that is being released over the body. There's a divine entwining of the full 3-4 cord of God that is being released. That is being released over the Lord. The Lord is saying this. Whoa, I am getting really blasted right now. There's a condensing of the anointings of God. In one. There's an anointing of every past revival being released now. it come. Slow, let it come, God. Break.